This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The top U.S. infectious disease expert warned Sunday of a possible upcoming spike in cases of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking on ABC television, said the nation may see a, quote, surge upon a surge, end quote, of cases following the Thanksgiving holiday, when many Americans traveled to celebrate the holiday with family and friends. Dr. Deborah L. Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, said on CBS television Sunday, people who traveled during the holiday should assume they were exposed to the virus and get tested within the next week. The U.S. has 13.3 million of the world's 62.7 million COVID-19 cases, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. has more cases of the virus than any other country in the world. India and Brazil follow the U.S. in case numbers, and with 9.3 million and 6.3 million, respectively. New Zealand's workplace regulator, WorkSafe, has filed charges against 13 parties following an investigation into a volcanic eruption on White Island in 2019 that killed 22 people. A surprise eruption December 9, 2019, injured many more. The majority of the casualties were tourists from a cruise ship. There were 47 people on the island when the volcano erupted. Despite reports, there was a heightened risk of an eruption at that time. WorkSafe Chief Executive Phil Parks said at a news conference Monday, investigations found 13 parties had not met their health and safety obligations in taking the tourists to White Island. Lebanon has been informed an upcoming round of maritime border talks with Israel due this week has been postponed, a Lebanese military official said Monday. News of the postponement of a session scheduled to take place Wednesday came after Israel accused Lebanon of changing its stance. This is VOA News. At least 110 people are feared dead in a weekend attack on farmers in the northeastern part of Nigeria, blamed on Islamic jihadists that are active in the area. United Nations humanitarian coordinator for the African country, Edward Colon, said in a statement he was, quote, outraged and horrified by the gruesome attack against civilians, end quote, in the village of Koshobe near Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Colon said it was the most violent attack on innocent civilians this year. He called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. Late Sunday, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres' spokesperson issued a statement in which he strongly condemned the, quote, horrific attack on rice farm workers in Koshobe Village, end quote. Guterres reaffirmed the UN commitment to, quote, support the government of Nigeria in its fight against terrorism and violent extremism. Inmates at a high-security prison in Sri Lanka have rioted over a surge of coronavirus infections, leaving at least 8 prisoners dead and more than 50 injured. Inmates set fire to the kitchen and briefly took 2 officers hostage. A police spokesperson later said the situation has been brought under control and the officers were rescued. The spokesman said some 600 officers were deployed around the perimeter of the prison. U.S. President Donald Trump suffered more setbacks over the weekend in his efforts to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 presidential election, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump's campaign paid for recounts in 2 big, overwhelmingly liberal counties in Wisconsin. Dane County's final number showed a 45-vote gain for Trump, Milwaukee's 132-vote gain for Biden, confirming Biden's victory by a total of more than 20,000 votes. Saturday, Pennsylvania's Supreme Court threw out a lower court's order preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3rd election ballot. The lawsuit sought to throw out some 2.5 million mail-in ballots or direct the state's Republican-controlled legislature to pick Pennsylvania's presidential electors. I'm Ben Thomas.
President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President Elect Kamala Harris Sunday announced they will have an all-female communications team. Kate Bedingfield, who served as the communications director for the Biden-Harris campaign, was named the White House communications director. Jen Psaki, who held several communications positions under the Obama administration, has been named White House press secretary. The women are some of the latest people named by the incoming administration as they prepare to take office January 2021. Biden has already named his picks for members of his national security team, Secretary of State, and Secretary of the Treasury. For more on these and any stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app via remote. Diane Roberts, VOA News.